Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey. Always happy to be with you.
And we're very happy to have you with us. All we can say.
Although numbers help with this energy, it matters not, because we make adjustments for it. But of course, it is useful that more should hear these words.
Yes. Although they will eventually.
Yes. What we will do, I will answer any questions that you wish to ask me.
Yes, thank you.
And then I will work quietly with this one. There are many journeys that I have to take with her.
That's interesting. Could you explain a little more?
It is partly development for her, but to enable us to bring much more to you all.
Okay.
It is early days, but when first I came to you, I believe I told you that there is much that we can achieve.
Yes, you did.
But all of these things take time and cannot be rushed.
Yeah, we do admire her because she does have some family difficulties at the moment.
We help where we can with all of you.
Yes, thank you.
But as you know, we are limited in what we can do.
Yes.
Not because we cannot do it, but because it would be interfering in a life.
Yes.
I know you understand this fully.
Yes.
But yes, we are aware of the disinstruments, earthly duties, as we do each one of you. Remember my words, that when the soul is tested, that is when growth takes place.
Yes.
Yes. I often think of that.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes hard to, I remember it, but it's hard sometimes to see the reason.
Yes. It is because you do not have that wider vision.
Yeah.
But let me say this to you, my dear friend. Each day that you give of yourself for the good of another is never forgotten. It is part of your life's work. This you know.
Yes.
So look upon it as a gift.
Yeah.
A gift of opportunity. A gift that you should cherish. Because as you help those other people, you also are growing much. Now, are there any questions this time?
Have you remembered yourself?
Yes, there was. It was about the cloning. The cloning that they're doing for use on humans. The Korean person, he is very anti his work producing a proper human being. But what he's doing at the moment, is there a spirit involved in any of this cloning that he's doing?
As in all scientific work, you can never be sure that what they are attempting to do is for the right reasons. Always there is the possibility of abuse. The knowledge which these people have is part of the evolution of your planet. And although they will attempt to clone other human beings, there will be many problems ahead for them. Not only physically, but spiritually.
Yes. What I was wondering is what this Korean man is doing. He's only cloning parts in order for health reasons to help heal.
Yes.
So is there in that case is there any spirit involved?
Yes, I understand your question. Mm-hmm. At this stage, of course, there is no spirit involved.
No.
That knowledge has been given to them to use for good of mankind.
Yes, yes.
But what you must be aware of are there, I beg your pardon, that there are unscrupulous people in your world.
Yes.
Who will wish to take it further.
Yes, yes.
You understand?
Oh, I do understand that, yes. But I was thinking that what he was, this Korean man was doing was probably for good. But
yes.
I just wanted to clear my mind.
Remember that whatever questions you may have, you must always put forward the motive behind the deed. And I know of that which you speak.
Yes.
And it is to help their fellow human man.
Yes.
That this is being developed.
Yes.
Good. But once they begin to interfere with the very essence of union, where spirit becomes involved,
yes,
that cannot be right.
No. No.
I know that you are agreeing with my words.
I do indeed, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I feel it from you all.
Yes.
And this is good, my dear friends, because it shows, and I hope that you can see it for yourselves, that your understanding is such that you can now make wise judgments about these matters. Although it is not a judgment in the sense that I am always telling you of, it is just the feeling from the heart.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do. But I think there are many, many people who feel that going too far with cloning a complete human is not right. And there are many, many people
always be two sides, and there will always be a section who do not wish to take either side. That is the nature of humankind.
Yes.
But I would say, no matter how uncomfortable it feels, when you sense that something is not quite as it should be, then your words should be voiced.
Mm.
Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Thank you for that. And the other thing I was thinking about, and I haven't really, really thought this through, but I want to just mention it. You were saying that small animals, small insects go back into the earth energy, and that bigger animals go into a pool, and that humans are on a different level. And I was just thinking, why is this so? Why? Can you just explain a little bit why we should have all these different levels, and as it were, these different energies?
For such a little word, it has a huge meaning. This word, why? I am not the creator of all things. I do not always understand why myself, although why mainly belongs to humankind. In our world, we see the creative laws as perfect, that there can be no mistakes. Therefore, all of these energies create a balance which perhaps to you, my dear friend, does not make full understanding. But all I can say to you is that it is the natural law.
Right. Yes, I think it's because we don't see the overall
yes,
picture.
You are looking at it with physical eyes, with physical understanding.
Yes.
When in fact, to us in our world, it is the most perfect natural happening.
That's nice to hear, because I was sort of in my mind thinking of it as being perhaps a little bit humans being slightly favoured.
Yes.
And I didn't really think that could be true, but
you were thinking how unfair.
Yes,
but
in a way.
You were giving to the insect world intelligence that humankind on your planet does not have. So as you go through the whole of creation, you would be finding that many things would be unfair. But I assure you, my dear friends, that the natural law is perfect.
Yes.
Your understanding will come about these matters, but now is not quite the time for you to take them on board, I think you would say.
Yes. I mean, I ought to know that whatever happens is the right thing, but I just was curious in my mind.
Yes.
As to why.
It is just a slight division of the same energy, but there is no unfairness of that, I can assure you.
Yeah, that's good.
But yes, mankind does not sit upon a higher plane than any other creature on this planet.
Yes.
All has its purpose.
And its place.
Its place. And together in unison, this is what you have created. Make a world that survives without too many problems until mankind begins to interfere.
Yes, we can see that.
Only then are there problems, as you might say.
Now we as humans go on to one vibration. What about these other beings on other planets? Do they go on to the same sort of vibration as us, or again another vibration?
We are speaking of deep matters, but of course all of spirit belongs to one vibration. But it takes many eons of your time for this integration to take place. We have not touched upon this, I feel, but there are many spiritual worlds. Now this will give you something to think about. Each planet has its own spiritual counterpart.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Although we all belong to the greater universal energy. It is a subject which is, for now, much too complex for you to understand. But any being on any planet will eventually cease in the state that is known to them, and all energy emerges together to create a total energy.
Mm-hmm. It must be a very long time in our world ahead.
Yes. That is why it is not possible for me to explain it to you in simple terms. But yes, I appreciate your question because it shows that you are thinking outside of yourself.
So this, when we get this total energy, it will still keep developing, because energy never ceases.
Yes. At that point, you would not even be aware of any differentiation. But, as I say, that is something that you could not possibly imagine at this stage of your development.
No, but it does make sense to me, because there has to be we're all working towards
that. Is correct.
Yes.
But each energy must take one step forward.
Yes.
As if you take a parallel lines that are going towards one point.
Yes.
Eventually the two will merge.
Yes.
Perhaps that comparison will help you realize that all energy lines focus towards the one point.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. It's certainly a lot to think about, isn't it?
It makes even more sense in the way you're saying that, because there's a lot of racial prejudice on this planet, but it just goes to prove that everybody is of one energy is the same, and really this physical overcoat means nothing.
Yes. Look behind the physicality.
Yes, yes.
Look at the spirit. Mm. Spirit has no color.
No.
Energy has no color.
No.
Love has no color.
Mm.
Color within your world is but a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Yes. It is a situation mankind has been given.
Mm.
Another gift, if you will, to overcome all of the problems on your earth.
Mm. You know, I was just thinking, in our hospitals, there are so many different nationalities all working together, the nurses, the doctors, black and white, all together to help people.
Yes. And does not the sick man appreciate the love and helping hand of his fellow man?
Yes, no matter what comes.
No matter who or where they come from.
Although I did hear on the television a little while ago, there were some people saying they definitely wouldn't have, this is a white person, they definitely wouldn't have a black person helping them. So I think they've got a long way to go yet.
That's selfish.
They are poor souls.
Mm.
We must not judge too harshly.
Mm.
They are misguided.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Give them your love of understanding.
Yes.
That is what they lack.
Yes.
Yes. It is easy to condemn, my friends.
Mm.
But to you, it should be easy to express your love to all of your fellow men.
Yes.
I hope that has helped you.
Yes, it's very good. It's very interesting.
Are there any more questions? I think possibly what I have said to you this time will give you another avenue for thought.
Yes.
And do you find that each avenue leads to a larger one?
Yes,
as it should be.
Yes, and each little bit of information you give us gives us a much wider view.
It's
amazing.
Yes, you realize that these human eyes are so limited.
Mm.
Limited as to their understanding of what they see.
Mm.
But the eyes of the spirit sees much, much more.
Yes.
Now, I feel this is the time for me to work closely with this instrument and to allow the others who would wish to come to you, allow them to come close.
Yes.
I ask only, my dear friend, that any talking be done quietly.
Yes.
But please do speak out about what you feel or what you see.
Yes, right.
It is helpful for those who come close to know of what you feel.
Yes. We thank you once again.
Thank you so much.